This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Still really don't, but the amount of force that I put on a putt, it seems to be at a pretty good level for somebody who's only played 2 rounds of golf in his whole life. Like they were pretty impressed. Now, we only played 9 holes, but they were impressed every time we hit a green and what my putts would actually look like.
You know who I want to play a round of golf with? And I've actually considered texting him like over the past couple of days just to ask if he wants to play.
Joe Starkey.
I'd love to play with Starkey. Nicholas Harry Callis.
Oh, God.
I would legitimately love to play a round of golf with him.
Oh, Mr. DiTomaso, I have picked out a very nice course for us.
Damn it, I missed the green.
Mr. DiTomaso, you will ride shotgun in the golf cart. Mr. DiTomaso, I will now make you walk the course.
Maybe we can...
I don't know if Callis golfs. I mean, I was one of the only guys here that didn't. I know Pony does not golf. Crowley does a little bit. I don't think Bechtold does.
Bechtold doesn't, and he still probably thinks he's a 3 handicap.
I love the little feud that you guys have.
It's not a feud. I just made a statement last night. By the way, I think I'm going to text Callis right now and say, do you want to play a round of golf with me sometime?
Do we think Callis golfs? I honestly have no idea if the guy golfs.
I would say no, but I'm sure he swung a golf club a couple times. Or do you think I'm off here?
I feel like it's a tough ask, though. I mean, not that I'm much better to just say, like, oh, you swung a golf club a few times. Let's get out on the course and play 18. Got to start by going to the driving range, which, by the way, tomorrow, Starkey and Zeiss will be out at Topgolf.
Yeah, I saw that. I love
Topgolf. So if you want to play hooky with Zeiss and Starkey, check it out. Tomorrow they will be doing their show there. From 10 to 2. I'll probably try to stop by. I kind of forgot about it for a sec. I'll probably try to stop by early on in their show before I come in here and get ready for the guys at 2 o'clock.
You going to take a few swings?
Yeah, I will. I might as well.
Okay.
Topgolf is like nice because you don't really have to be good. And I know every golfer likes to say that to make their buddy feel comfortable about playing. Like, I would say, listen, I'm truly really bad. And they're like, oh, everybody's bad. Who cares? Like, that's always the response you get. Kind of like when you see a dog walking down the street. Oh, don't worry. He's friendly. It never fails.
Bite your ear off.
Yeah, it's the comment that never fails. Oh, everybody's bad. Who cares? But Topgolf, you can play all those different types of games. So if you can't drive the ball 300 yards, you can still do something. And have some fun.
Right. Callis got back to me. I said, hey, would you want to play a round of golf with me sometime? And he said, I've never golfed, but I'll try. So he's game.
Oh, Callis. I've never tried that, Mr. DiTommaso.
Do I need a putter?
You will have to set that up, Mr. DiTommaso. Well, I hope you can get a chance to do that. I mean, maybe I'll have to play with Callis at some point.
What if we did you, me, Callis, and we could find a fourth?
We could probably do that.
Who would you want to be the fourth? Just throw a name out.
Oh, you're putting a lot of pressure on me now. I mean, there's so many guys here to choose from, and also you would think we got to get some content out of it. We got to get the secret seven-letter word.
I think Callis has that covered, you know, for the content. Maybe Crowley. We can't have someone too good or else.
Yeah, Crowley would be pretty fun. I don't know really how good he is, but I don't think he's very good. Now, he'd be a classic example. Oh, everybody's terrible. Don't worry. And then the guy shoots like par for the course. Dom, have you taken a chance to look back to the last 10 years, the last decade of Pirates first round picks?
You know, I can't say I have.
Okay, well, I have. And I'm looking back and I'm going to just really look at the top pick that they had, because a few drafts, you know, you get the compensatory picks, competitive balance picks that are in the first round as well, so I don't really count those guys to look through. But we'll go back to 2014. Their top pick that year, they chose 24th overall. That was Cole Tucker, who is best known as the husband of High School Musical star Vanessa Hudgens. Cole Tucker, a flop. 5 career home runs with the Pirates in 4 seasons, Dom. 154 career games, 35 runs batted in. He hit just .211. The OPS plus as a Pirate at 55. This season, he is in L.A. He somehow still has a job. He is playing for the Angels. No home runs, 3 runs batted in, hitting .180. Has struck out 17 times in 50 at-bats. That sounds just about right for our pal Cole Tucker. You know who else they picked in that draft, by the way, 15 picks later? Connor Joe, 39th overall from the Pirates in 2014. And very sadly, once we get to the end of this list, he will be one of the best picks that they've made in the last 10 years. I'm not exaggerating. 2015, they did draft Ke'Bryan Hayes. That was their competitive balance selection, 32nd overall in that first round. Their first round pick, their top pick that year, 19th overall, was Kevin Newman. Kevin Newman's time with the Buccos. 5 years, 431 games. He hit .260, had an OPS plus of .79, an OPS of .660, 20 career home runs, 11 career triples, 143 runs batted in. Certainly a better player than Cole Tucker, but probably not a player that lived up to his first-round pedigree. Let's just be honest with ourselves. 2016 has the chance to maybe take the cake, and we have some doozies still left on this list. 2016, 22nd overall, a man who owns one of the most now notorious defensive plays in recent Pirates history. You guessed it, Will Craig, the Pirates' first-round pick in 2016. 2 seasons with the Buccos, 20 total games for Will Craig. A career .203 hitter, 1 home run, and 3 runs batted in. He also added 2 doubles in 2021. So not a banner draft pick in 2016 for your Buccos. In 2017, this guy made headlines not long after he was drafted because he was pretty high up on the Pirates' top 30 prospect list, and was a member of one of the most notorious trades in recent Pirates history. That is Shane Baz. He was selected 12th overall in 2017. And where you think, and we discussed this last night, Dom, where you would think, oh, this guy went to Tampa Bay and he has probably turned into a stud because that Chris Archer trade was just the worst in the history of sports. Au contraire. because Shane Baz hasn't done anything for the Rays either. In three seasons with Tampa Bay, he has started just 11 games. He has an ERA in the mid-fours. He has pitched just 50 innings in three seasons. He is 25 years old, and in this season with Tampa Bay, he has started two games. He has pitched just over 10 innings of work. His ERA is 5.23. We move on to 2018. 10th overall, one selection after. This man was taken. The Pirates took Travis Swaggerty, 10th overall. Little piece of trivia here. Do you know who was drafted one pick prior to Travis Swaggerty? 9th overall in 2018 by the Oakland A's.
9th overall, 2018 by the Oakland A's. I have no... Mason Miller.
No, that would be the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Is that... Oh, really?
Yes, he was drafted 9th overall by the Oakland A's in 2018. Travis Swaggerty played just five games for the Pirates in 2022. He got one hit. He struck out four times in nine at-bats, and we never heard from our guy since then. He has bounced around baseball since that selection. 2019, the 18th overall pick, Quinn Priester. I would say so far that that career is undefined. Because Priester, shaky, absolutely, not good in his first outings with the Buccos, but he has at least showed some, a glimpse of promise in 2024. He was drafted out of high school in 2019, so he was not a college-built ready player. We will see what the career says for Priester. 2020, 7th overall pick in the COVID year, the Pirates drafted Nick Gonzalez. This looked ugly out of the gate. But Gonzalez has bounced back. He has had a very nice little year with the Buccos since getting called up a little bit into the season, right around the same time as Paul Skeens. And Gonzalez has helped out that offense, I would say in some ways, big time since his arrival in mid-May. 2021, first overall, the Pirates selected Henry Davis. He is the biggest disappointment in the Pirates organization this season. He is somebody who cannot hit major league pitching. He goes down to AAA. He mashes. He comes back up here, and he just cannot seem to hit the baseball. Right now, we are having the internal debate, is Henry Davis a catastrophic bust? What should they do with Henry Davis? Should they try him at catcher, or should they just completely give up on what Henry Davis is trying to do? Should they make him a designated hitter and just worry about him at the plate? Maybe. 2022, the first round pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4th overall, Tomar Johnson, who is currently in the minors with Greensboro, single A. He's hitting .244. The OPS is .788. He has 9 home runs this year, 38 runs batted in. Johnson drafted out of high school, so he still has a few seasons to come up. And 2023, the first overall pick, our Lord and Savior of Pirates baseball, Mr. Paul Skeens, selected first out of LSU. In one season's time, in 1 year's time, he has come up and he has started for the National League in the All-Star game. So you take all of these other names, Dom, that I just went through, their top picks in the last 10 years, and it's like the huge light at the end of a very long tunnel, and that light is Paul Skeens. Because I just went through, my friend, some very, very ugly names. Now, some of these guys, the story is not yet written on them. Davis, maybe. Gonzalez, he still has plenty of time. Priester, I still have some hope for to do something of use on the major league roster. But a lot of other names you look at. Tucker, a failure. Newman was okay on some bad teams. Will Craig, a failure. Shane Baz got traded. He hasn't done much elsewhere. Travis Swaggerty played five games here. I mean, you look at some of these other names. I mentioned Connor Joe early in the segment for good reason. Connor Joe is one of the best players they drafted in general in those early, in that first round, whether it was their original pick or a competitive balance. He's been one of the best players they drafted in the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, thank God Paul Skeens worked out, or else, I mean, the last two drafts have been pretty good with Tamar Johnson if he turns out to be what we all think he'll be, and obviously Paul Skeens, but I mean, that is a decade of utter failure when it comes to drafting in the first round of the MLB draft.
Yeah, not fun.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football in for Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller this afternoon. Chris Muller shooting an 88 at Oakmont this afternoon. A double-digit stroke improvement on Malzie's part. He golfed at Oakmont about a month or so ago. I forget the exact date. And I think he was right around 100, like either 100 or 101, maybe 99. Either way, he was right around triple digits, and today, an 88 from Malzie. 44 on the front, 44 on the back. We got to the fan hotline, all access with Aditi time. Aditi, are you much of a golfer? I can't remember in all these conversations if the guys ever brought that up.
I am allegedly trying to learn this summer, but let me tell you, golf is not kind to me.
It's rough.
And I'm questioning why people love this game.
Yeah, it's rough. The guys are trying to, well, more so Chris, because Pony does not golf. I forever did not really golf. I got a very cheap set of lefty clubs off Facebook Marketplace, and I've played two rounds of golf. It's enjoyable, like, to be with the boys and, you know, have a good time, whatever. But the game just takes a whole lot of work, and it is certainly a frustrating one.
I mean, so much work, and it's not linear. It's not like, okay, every day I get better and I build off the next day. I mean, you can go out there at the range and be like, oh my goodness, I'm so good. I'm a natural. Look at the way I'm swinging. Look at the arc of my ball. And then the next day, you're slicing everything. It's awful.
Yeah, it can be
ugly. Know, like, I'm a tennis player. Tennis, you can hit one bad shot, and then you can come right back and hit a great shot. and you're fine. You're good. I think Roger Federer said it best in this speech that he gave to Dartmouth like a few months ago, where he was like, he won, you know, whatever, 90% of his matches, but he really only won 56% of the points, because you can constantly come back. Golf, you have one bad swing and you're screwed.
Yeah, it's a very, very rough game. I mean, I'll see how I progress as time goes on, but as you said, you could very easily regress.
Wait, go back. How did Malty get to golf at Oakmont? Like, congratulations on all his success.
So
what's the story there?
So I know that he got invited about a month or so ago, and he went out and golfed there then. And then last night, true story, here's how it happened. I was hosting the evening shift from 6 to 10:30, and I noticed I got a call from him, and I thought maybe a butt dial. He knows I'm on air. I text him back. He says, no, give me a call real quick. And he said he got invited to play at Oakmont again and asked if I could fill in today. We knew that Pony was already out at Estella's first birthday today. And that's how this happened. I was like, yeah, I can fill in. We got
who invited him?
He didn't give the name.
And he's not listening to the show when you're not on the air, that he didn't even realize that you were hot, like you were live?
He didn't give the name of who invited him. I also didn't really poke and ask, because I just see Oakmont as like this cathedral of golf, especially in Western PA. It's like, oh, must be somebody important if you get invited to play there. So I didn't really ask too many questions.
I see.
I didn't throw that reporter hat on, Aditi.
Yeah, clearly, Donnie. I mean, I'm curious to know what high rollers Malty is hanging out with.
Something else I missed this weekend that you got to take part in again, a great event every single year out at Wild Things Park, the Cam Hayward Celebrity Softball Game. How did that go? You guys were on the losing side. The defense
because
lost.
You know what? So the fabulous Paul Zeiss, one of our colleagues and compatriots here at 93.7 The Fan, he thought that all these wonderful people who are out at the beautiful Wild Things Park and, you know, hopefully donating money, wanted to see their favorite football players actually hit balls and get on base. So Paul was throwing nice pitches. And, you know, the offense was up first, and they scored a bunch of runs in the top half of the first inning. And then Pony comes out there and, like, thinks he's auditioning for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he's doing everything he can to strike people out. And it was just a complete, total disparity. And it really wasn't fair, because it was almost like you're looking at Paul like, hey, buddy, can you pitch? Yeah, he can pitch for what's supposed to be a charity softball outing, which is fun, where people want to hit, where meanwhile the poor defense, which is what we were coaching, is sitting there being like, oh my goodness, this is embarrassing that we can't hit the ball. But that's because Pony was taking it way too seriously.
Yeah, he's like a master. Pony's a master of the junk ball in those situations.
Yeah, basically, with his baseball pants. What do we even call them? Do they have like official names? Do like baseball pants? That's what they're called.
Yeah,
he
always wears baseball pants there. He had the
usual
garb.
Yeah, he's wearing
garb.
His baseball pants. Yeah, he's wearing his, like, old-school Pirates hat. Like, oh, yeah, there he is. And then he did wrestle Kiesel on the ground.
Did he wrestle him, or did Kiesel just slam him?
I mean, I'm trying to be polite, because next week I assume I'm back on with Pony. So let's not take it too far, right?
Pony raved about the performance of Roman Wilson. I know that was on the offensive team, but He mentioned to us the other day that Wilson had no idea how to play baseball. He had never played. He said he didn't even know how to, like, put the glove on or hold the bat. And he said Wilson took to it like a fish in the water. Like, he looked like a natural out there.
I mean, he's definitely an athletic kid, but Pat Freiermuth hit a home run too. And, yeah, I mean, but again, like, Paul made it easy for guys to look natural. I'll just say that.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, I can picture it well enough, because I was there for 2 years seeing how things went down. So I can.
Yeah, no, but you know what? It was a really fun time. It's always a great time. The Wild Things just throw on such a good event. It's obviously for a great cause. Connor Hayward, Cam's brother, is just a wonderful human being. He's always out there, too, with a big smile on his face. And it's a good night. It's a good time.
All Access.
I hope that next year there's an even bigger audience. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I do want to be back out there next summer. All Access with the DD right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, the CBS, NFL and CBS reporter. Aditi, a few actual football questions here before our time is up. The Brandon Ayuk trade request, the news breaking yesterday. How do you think this ends up? And that the Steelers always, they're in the mix here. They have been all offseason. We hear Brandon Ayuk's name. The Steelers come up not long after that. He said it on a podcast, I think, not long ago, that the Steelers are kind of on the medal stand of where he would be next season. How ugly do you think this would have to get for San Francisco to pull the trigger on a move?
It's not about ugly. It's, can someone give San Francisco enough? The 49ers have all the leverage right now. They are looking to win a Super Bowl. They obviously need Ayuk, and they're not looking to trade him. There is no interest in trading him. Does someone come and completely blow their minds with some sort of offer? Is a team willing to give up that much that the 49ers say, okay, we're going to sit here and listen? And number two, with the Steelers, are they not only willing to be the team that gives up that much, but then are they going to sign him to a $30 million a year contract? Because it's not just a sign. You have to get a sign and trade. It's not like a rental. He wants to get out of there because he wants the new deal, and he wants the new deal where he's getting paid $30 million a year, essentially.
I feel like he is actually worth that. I feel like I have a higher opinion of the player than most people do, but I see him as one of the best all around.
This isn't, yes, and I don't, but the question is not, is he worth it? The question is, are the Steelers willing to pay that or wanting to pay that? Or do they think that that is what separates them from winning a trophy, is bringing in one $30 million receiver? Is that the only difference between being middling or mediocre or a contender and being an actual real legitimate leader in the AFC? And I don't know that that's the right answer. And I think the other thing here too, which is actually a great statement on Brandon Ayuk, nothing that I have ever been told about him is that he's going to turn into a problem, that he's going to be a cancer. I think that what he is doing is fair and valid and saying, hey, I really want a long-term deal. And if you don't see me in your long-term future, then please send me someplace where I can feel as if I am putting down roots and will be there for a while. But should it not happen, I don't foresee him being such a big problem that the 49ers suddenly say, okay, this is addition by subtraction. We don't care what we get. We'll just throw him away.
Someone else who has been a little bit vocal about their contract status this offseason, you got to see him over the weekend, Cam Hayward. He hosted the softball game, as he does every single year. Did you have any sort of conversations with him? I know you maybe not be able to tell everything from those conversations, but did you get any sort of inkling on where that contract status may be?
No, but I don't think that it's in the sense that I don't think that there's anything really imminent or positive. You know, a few years ago, or was it just last year? I think it was just last year, right, that we were there and we were waiting on the Alex Highsmith news, and you can get a sense that, okay, even though Alex isn't necessarily going to say anything right now, things are moving along in a very positive vein. I don't think that that's the situation here. And, there's nothing to report right now on that front. That's all I'll say.
All Access with Aditi. Aditi, thanks for taking the time.
Donnie, thanks so much for having me. And let's figure out who the high roller is that wants to golf with Mosley.
We do. I mean, we'll be chatting with you next Wednesday, so we'll have to poke him on that in about a week.
Before then, seriously. All right, Donnie, have a great rest of the show.
Bye, Aditi. The Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Today, I'm on the other side of the glass, so Dom DiTommaso takes this one over. Dom?
Oh, I'm excited. By the way, we were talking. I have sent a text to Crowley to see if he would maybe want to join you, me, and Callis for a round of golf. If that ever happens.
That one would be a doozy. I think the record books would be changed.
He said, would be delightful, was his response.
Crowley
right
said that.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, I think we got something brewing here, Donnie. All right. The debrief for Wednesday, July 17. So I got three things here, Donnie. We'll save the video game for last. We'll go through the first two quickly, hit on the video game. First up, Jason Kelce, according to former teammate Lane Johnson, has a locker in the Eagles coach's room and apparently spends more time at the facility than most current players. Now, my comment was, that's what we call a super senior in high school, where you're just hanging around a place that you graduated from. But that's just me.
Yeah, now, I was very sour to your take on Jason Kelce. You told me that about a half hour ago, before we came back for this hour. You know that I am a gigantic fan of Jason Kelce. He is one of my favorite non-Steelers to play the game in recent memory. See, I don't see it that way. I don't think I see it as super senior status. Because maybe the Eagles broached him about possibly being around the facility, because he has been such a young mind for an offensive line that has been, let's be honest, one of the best in football for about the last decade. He was the centerpiece of that offensive line. He won a Super Bowl on that offensive line. The other members of that offensive line seem to love him.
Why'd he retire? If he likes it so much, why'd he retire?
Do you ever watch his documentary?
I don't think I've seen it.
You realize what the game of football does to one's body, right?
I know what the game of football does to one's body. I'm just saying. Or maybe he can become a coach. But Jason Kelce, the Monday Night Football analyst, just loitering around the Eagles locker room. It's kind of weird.
Well, he's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
most
mean
likely.
Anything.
He's absolutely going to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame or Hall of Honor.
Become a coach then.
Well, maybe they brought it up to him.
Okay.
Dom, maybe that's among his options. He can do whatever the hell he wants, as far as I'm concerned.
Listen, I'm just...
So are you saying if Marquise Pouncey stuck around and maybe was a tutor to Kendrick Green, who we know very much needed it, you would have had a big issue with that?
If he had a locker in the facility and was hanging around more than most players, I would say that's a little strange.
Well, I think it's not a good sign for the players that he's hanging around more than most.
You can make that argument. Like, there was a kid when we graduated high school who would always go to the football games and sit in the student section. And we were like, what's this guy doing? Like, that's a bad look.
Like, you've already graduated.
Correct.
Well, that's weird.
I mean, it's kind of what Jason Kelce's doing.
No, it's not.
He's hanging out in the locker room with a locker more than most players, and he's not a player anymore.
Yeah, it's not the same as a guy who graduated high school and he goes back to stand in the student section. He left with a very good relationship with the Eagles.
So did my friend. He had a great relationship with the high school.
Yeah, so much that he wanted to go right back into that student section.
Yes, he did.
We also have no idea if the Eagles were any part of this agreement here for him to be around.
Okay, but I guess... But still, it's on Jason to say, you know what, my time's over. I was here for years. I'm going to let the other players take it over from here. And if not, then become a coach. Don't just be a guy that's drinking beer all the time, going on TV every Monday night, and then showing up to the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he's doing. I don't think that he's, like, drinking a six-pack before he walks into the Eagles facility and getting the guys all riled up on a given day. They maybe brought him in for some sort of mentor position. He's probably weighing some ideas that he could have for his retirement life. Because even though you said, well, why stop playing? His body is in a ton of pain from playing one of the most dangerous positions in all of sports for the last, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, his body cannot hold up another NFL season. He wasn't even going to play this past year. That's one of the things in the documentary. That's why I asked if you watched it. He had full plans to retire after that Super Bowl loss. but decided to come back for one more year. Maybe the Eagles reached out about some sort of mentor or coach idea.
Man, you are one big Jason Kelce fan. I'll tell you what.
I am, and you seem to be a big hater for no reason.
I'm not a hater. Not a hater at all. It was just interesting.
All right, what's your next topic?
So Fanatics released their top-selling NFL jerseys for the past few weeks. Would you like to guess who's in the top five?
Jason Kelce.
No.
Because he's just afraid to leave.
He's probably six, but no, not top
Travis five. Travis Kelce.
Number two.
Pat Mahomes.
Number one.
Joe Burrow.
No.
You're going to write a letter to Fanatics hearing that.
Yeah, something has to be off with their numbers.
Yeah.
But not top five.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Any Steelers on there?
There's no Steelers on here.
So one and two were easy. They were the two Chiefs.
Yep. One's a retired player. One's a
Tom
rookie.
Brady.
Tom Brady is number three.
Yeah, he's like the Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin still, like, every month has the highest selling t-shirt on WWE.com.
Not shocked by that at
yeah.
all.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nope. Two young players.
Jefferson?
No.
Ooh. Are they both QBs?
Yes. Two young QBs at 4 and 5 for Fanatics top jersey.
Is Purdy
sales.
One of them?
He is not.
Stroud.
CJ Stroud yeah. is number four. And number five.
I can't tell where you're going with that you know what eating grin on your face.
Number five.
Who is it?
Caleb Williams.
Okay. Oh, of course. I should have known.
Bears might make the playoffs.
What are you going to do if he's not good?
Retire? Yeah, that would be rough if he's not good. Now, listen, I'd eat it. But I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Because you think, like, as of right now, he's, like, the third best quarterback in the NFL.
It's close. I think he's going to be very, very, very good.
How many guys right now do you think are ahead of him?
Well, that's an interesting question, Donnie. Like, if you said you could have anybody be the Steelers quarterback for next year, I'd probably have them top five.
But just, like, in general, like, quarterback for, like, a one, like, one-time thing, not like the who do you want 10 years down the road, who do you mm-hmm. want 5 years down the road, quarterbacks in the league right now that you think are better than Caleb Williams?
I mean, going off of what I saw in college... Mahomes, yes. Burrow, yes. Lamar, probably. Three, four, maybe?
You think he's already the fourth best quarterback in the NFL?
From what I've seen in college, he's unbelievable. So I think they have a legit shot at making the playoffs. And then finally, Donnie, you know what's coming out on Friday. Although it was already pre-released.
Yes,
so.
If you got the pre-release special pack, you already got the game. You've already played through 5 seasons of it because somehow people have enough time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Your thoughts on College Football 25 EA Sports coming out for the first time in a decade.
I think it has to be like the Sidney Crosby, the Mario Lemieux, the Paul Skeens of video games.
Wow.
Because the amount of hype around it, I think, has been unprecedented. I don't know if I've ever seen hype around a game the way that we've seen College Football 25.
Agreed.
Now, maybe you could argue one of the Call of Duty games. Maybe you can argue the next Grand Theft Auto game, because that's been quite a long time since the last one came out. But this has to be a game, given the price of the game, for one. Like, I think the basic package for this game is like still triple digits.
Yeah,
for
that's
a video
insane.
Game. For a video game. And the hype around the game, it's got to be that LeBron James of video games. It has to be the 1-1 pick that actually not only lives up to the hype but exceeds it. I hope it does for people. Now, how much will I get to play it? Probably not a ton. I don't play enough video games anymore to justify buying a brand new system and buying a game that costs over $100. I just can't really justify it because I would run into the issue where I play it for a little bit and unfortunately get bored. If I get the itch, I'll fire up the 360, I'll toss in NCAA 12, or maybe I'll fire up the PS2, I'll toss in, I have like four or five NCAA football games from the mid to late 2000s. I'll toss in one of those. But I hope it's a fantastic game, because it should be.
Yeah, from all of the reaction so far, it looks pretty positive. I'd have to ask Jack Hillgrove what he thinks, because I know he's all over this. Yeah, I mean, Twitter was almost unbearable, to be honest, the last week, with everybody talking about college football, to the point where I was like, all right, enough of this. But I know my brother is going to play it. I'll probably play it with him. I'm not a big video game guy, but if there's any video game that I'll get excited for, it's this one, because I love college football. But yeah, the hype around it was just, it was borderline annoying.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it was like jealousy or anything on my part that I was annoyed by all of the posts. And like my buddies were talking all about it. And listen, if I was getting the game, I'd be right in there involved with them. I just don't play games enough. Plus, there's something to be said. You guys, unfortunately, the three of you in there, all a chunk of years younger than me, don't appreciate it maybe the same way. There is something to be said about those old systems. You just toss in a disc, and that game is ready to go. There's no updates. There's no downloading. There's no wasted time. I used to toss in a Madden game, toss in MVP baseball, toss in an old NCAA game, and it was ready to go. A beautiful thing. I didn't have to wait for everything to load. Like, here's a good example. After WrestleMania this year, I get the new WWE game on Xbox One, because that's the newest system I have, which that was gifted to me from my brother-in-law because he got the new Xbox. So I would still be kicking it with the 360 and the PS2 otherwise. So I get that game because they had a little sale running. It was like their WrestleMania sale, whatever. And by the time the Xbox itself updated and did all that nonsense, and by the time the game downloaded, I didn't even feel like playing. And I still haven't really gotten into the game at all. Like, it's just down there chilling, and I'm sure the moment I go down to fire up the Xbox, here comes another update that'll probably take an hour. It's tough, man. I'm complaining about first world problems here, but I just don't have the time for it.
You know what else I don't get? So a bunch of my friends were asking me, you know, which program would you rebuild first? You know, Akron, Ball State, all these irrelevant programs. Like, if I'm playing the game, I want to, like, rebuild Ohio State or LSU or USC. That's what's fun in it for me.
See, is it, though? Because yes, those programs are already blue chip.
Great. I'll take it over and make it even more blue chip.
So I used to do that on the older games, but there is fun in picking up. Like, a lot of people like to go to a MAC school and do that. Like, Akron is a very popular pick, maybe a Toledo.
Yeah, but like, if I'm playing, I want to play with the big name programs.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point there.
Like, I want to play at Ohio Stadium or down in Texas or at Alabama. I want to play with Tulane. Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I also can understand the fun in taking a little program up to the top. I think that would be an enjoyable part of the game.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. Like, taking Pitt to a national title, I think, could be cool. Or Penn State to a national title. That would be cool.
Yeah.
WVU.
You could do it, Dom, if you want.
Yeah.
I won't be doing it.
I'm not going to be doing it that much either.
I'll be playing at friends' houses if need be. I'll be taking it back to, like, when I was 10 years old. I'll go to my friend's house and play the game if I want to, because I'm just not going to get it. Thank you, Dom. A very fun debrief.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.